Hi, and thank you for connecting. This is the first time that I get to chat with a lot of you in 2021. I have to admit, I had that romantic notion deep down that when the clock struck midnight, everything of what was would be done and we would have a brand new, fresh start for the next 12-month cycle. The reality is that we are still very much dealing with the direct effects of this pandemic and everything else of what it's bringing into society. Now, you might be watching this and saying, well, actually for me, it has been a fresh start and things are good. Actually, life has never been better. And can I tell you, that makes me so happy. We're celebrating with you. There are some who would say times are still dark, that you are living with strife and challenge and there has been loss and tragedy. We just want you to know that our hearts are with you and for you, and we are available. If you would like to reach out to us, even just that we would be an ear to listen, that we could stand alongside you in faith and process whatever it is that you're going through. For all of us, it would be true that life as we knew it some time ago is no longer our reality. And there is still so many unknowns. I still have questions that are unanswered. I am still continuously figuring out what's next in the context of the responsibilities that we carry and church. This is what I do know for sure. God is alive. God is love. And He desires that you would live in relationship with Him. The certainty is that through Jesus, there is salvation. There is rescuing. And that the church is still the vehicle through which God wants to make His presence a reality in humanity. And so that has not changed. Right now, in our country here in South Africa and across so many different parts of the world, there are still very clear restrictions around people getting together and people gathering. We are prohibited from meeting in in-person events. And so from a church perspective, that is obviously an obstacle because our ideal is always to be with each other in person, in close proximity, but we can't do that for now. No matter what your views are of these regulations and restrictions, and we all know there are a lot of different views. The reality is that there are restrictions. So what do? We look at these obstacles and do we just reside to the fact that they are insurmountable and they are a hindrance to the church? And so we're going to kind of sit back and allow church to dissipate. Well, no, absolutely not. It's not about whether there are obstacles. We know the reality of life is that there is going to be trouble. But it's not about the trouble we face per se. It's more about how we look at the obstacles and then also who we turn to in the midst of trouble. And so again, we are certain that God is still alive. We are certain that God is still alive for us, and that Jesus is the answer for humanity. So I want to talk to you about what is next for us as co-church, more specifically. If I think about the steps ahead, what I always come back to is the main objective. What is the one thing that we are to be about? And for us, we see that one thing as simply you and I growing in a loving union with Jesus, and that being evidenced in our sincere love for other people. And so that objective is what guides us. That objective, that one thing is what keeps us focused. And that one thing is still very much possible. So the next step, practically speaking, for co-church is I want to speak to you about co-circles. From next weekend, starting the 5th of February, and just for a period of 7 weeks. Why 7 weeks? I guess we've got to remain agile. We have to keep assessing because it is such a dynamic situation in the times in which we live. So we are constantly trying to stay with what is allowed, with what is not allowed, all the while keeping to that one thing that is our relationship with Jesus. We as a church have always expressed that we are built upon the foundation of small groups who gather, not a gathering who groups. And the term circle or co-circle is simply us just putting language to what is small groups or micro gatherings. What we want to do from next weekend onwards is we want to break down our community into these micro gatherings, knowing that even though they might be micro in size, there can be significant impact through them. And we want to facilitate small groups growing in loving union with Jesus. I want to speak quite clearly about what a co-circle is so that you understand where we're coming from. A co-circle is a small group of people who are socially and spiritually connected, even while needing to be physically distanced. People who gather to grow in loving union with Jesus. The ideal is to be face-to-face and in-person, but for now, we're going to stay agile and we're going to use means available to still be face-to-face. It just means that it's through a screen. Our gatherings will prioritize connection over presentation with a desire for our faith to be activated and for a depth of friendship with Jesus and others to be enhanced. We want to be a community that bears witness to the love of God and known as people who rebuild what is broken and who restore what is ruined. We will gather by a rhythm that is biblical, valuing rest, relationship, and health in every aspect of life. In context of the current times, we have the opportunity in not being limited by a building or geographical boundaries, and we will connect wherever anyone has a heart for faith, friendship, and freedom. If you think about our context more specifically, yes, there are obstacles, but I am choosing to see obstacles as a way for new ways forward. If you think about it, we actually have the luxury of not being tied to a facility because that allows the landscape to be broad and wide and open. And so we need not be defined by geographical location, but more by heart's connection. And so we can look at co-circles being launched and gathering anywhere and everywhere there is an internet connection. I love that what we have before us is a way to reshape or to remodel what church could look like, practically speaking, in our current context. We don't have the weight of past traditions because as a church, we are still so young. And so we can really be sensitive to what the opportunities are before us right now. So this is the call to action. We want to see co-circles launched and flourishing to really see the community of faith thriving. And we want you to be a part of it. We want you to connect with it. We want you to host it. If you're thinking to yourself, you know what, this resonates with where I'm at. If you want to be someone who is a catalyst for others to grow in their loving union with Jesus, if you want to be equipped to see others being discipled in their relationship and in their faith, then we would love for you to connect with us and see what is possible. All you need to do is to just get in touch with me directly. You can email me at bevan@co-church.org and we can talk. We can find out how you can connect into a circle or how you can be considered to host a co-circle. We want to be about equipping you. And so you're not going to be alone. You will still be planted in our local church through that heart connection, through that valuing of faith, freedom, and friendship. The possibilities are endless. We want to encourage you. There is certainty in God. There is certainty found in the salvation that comes only by way of Jesus, our Messiah. And we're with you in this. If you want to find out more details, as I've said, let's get in touch. We will let you know about the plans in the week ahead. And hopefully, we're going to see you soon. Stay connected and keep loving people.